This is Traveling to Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America. Here's Alan Watts.
A project's underway at Kentucky State Parks to preserve the history by ensuring many of the historic artifacts are preserved for future generations. Kentucky State Parks curator Jennifer Spence says the project's being funded by a special grant.
We received funding from the Kentucky Historical Society and the America 250 Kentucky Commission to complete preservation projects and educational projects at 8 state parks.
Spence says 8 state parks or historic sites will be included in the project.
The Bone Lick State Historic Site, Blue Licks Battlefield State Resort Park, Dr. Thomas Walker State Historic Site, Fort Boonesboro State Park, Isaac Shelby Cemetery State Historic Site, John James Audubon State Park, Old Mulkey Meeting House State Historic Site, and Wycliffe Mound State Historic Site.
She says a $75,000 grant will help fund several preservation efforts.
We have purchased archival supplies to protect museum collections at Big Bone Lick, Blue Lick, Fort Boonesboro, and Wycliffe Mound.
Traveling to Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for our authentic Bush Hog rotary cutters that are sure to meet your needs, whether it's cornstalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care. Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for their durability, so famous that there are many imitations, but nothing beats the original. Only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. Available at your local Bush Hog dealer, H&R AgriPower, in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Owensboro, Morganfield, and Mayfield.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
You're listening to Traveling to Bluegrass with Alan Watts. Brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America.
Jennifer Spence says funding is also helping with the purchase of tools needed for long-term preservation.
Special tools to help us monitor things like temperature and relative humidity, which can have a huge impact on museum collections, depending on what type of collection.
She says the grant also allowed the Parks Department to hire an objects conservator
to conduct a collection survey, objects excavated from the original Fort Boonesboro site, so we can better assess ways to exhibit and store those materials for the long term so the public can enjoy them for years.
Follow Trappin' of Bluegrass on Facebook and X and list a podcast at youragedge.com, Apple, and Spotify. I'm Alan Watts, Trappin' of Bluegrass.